Welcome to our new podcast. We tackle here books, book reviews, and critics. This is for the purpose of giving our listeners insight before they invest their time reading the entire book. Or if you had already read the book, you can share your own thoughts through comments. And most importantly, this will highlight my personal views, which you could or not agree. In this short podcast, we are featuring 101 job interview questions by James Reed. James Reed is a recruitment specialist who graduated from Harvard Business School. It contains all about acing that interview, and I'll tell you, this book is helpful because it has one goal: to make you pass an interview. Not all books are directed to one thing, but this one is. From the answers to the classic job interview questions like "Tell me about yourself," or those career goal inquiries you're hesitant to answer because of your selfish ideals, and the tricky character questions like "Have you ever stolen a pen from work?" All of this and more are answered by an expert, because we are not supposed to go to an interview unprepared. So I suggest, if you are just out of university or thinking of starting a job, go read this book first. Of course, some people are lucky to have jobs. They don't need to fret about facing the manager. Some are born with eloquence and confidence, which most introverts are struggling. But many of us are not part of those lucky ones. Thus, we work hard, we take our part, we study. Study. I hate the word study. But this is the least that you have to do when you have this book. Come on, you no longer have to search Google over and over, giving your answers from different sites that sometimes has a questionable credibility. This one is credible, and all you need is to highlight the different difficult questions for you. And remember that you have to remember them come interview time. More so, being prepared for an interview, like having a backup idea on what will be asked, will increase your confidence and will help you at least articulate the words when you're faced with that guy who will decide if you're in or out. And the fact that you had read the 101 questions can be advantageous over to those applicants who did not. But it's not an easy read. For sometimes, you have to take up a notepad and a pen, especially on the competency-based questions. Okay, so summary on the book. It has 101 job interview questions that belongs to different categories. We have category under competency questions, character-based, and others. Then there is the question behind the question. Then Reed, the author, will highlight a top line tactic followed by an explanation, after which an example of a best possible answer. The best possible answers are based on mostly on business questions, so it does not relate if you are in a medical field or in other fields of work. Then the highlight for me in this book is the category on the curveball and creativity question. For me, these are the hardest to answer, yet it's common. Curveball questions are designed to really stress you out. Creativity questions will ask anything, like, if you could be something, what would you be? Some are terrifying, but the good thing about this type of questions is that there is no right single best answer. Like, for example, the question on the "Sell me this pen." This requires showmanship and knowing the selling principles, but you can have your own tricks for as long as you sell the pen. Then, in the final phase, the author cited one of the books that I had read, which is Oh, which was Thinking Fast and Slow by Daniel Kahneman. And he emphasized the pick and roll, which I translate as leaving a strong impression in the end of your interview. The book will also highlight the things that you should and should not ask when your interviewer asks you if you have a question. Okay, so I had an experience with this, and every time the interviewer would just ask me if, okay, do you have any questions? I have many questions, ma'am, but I'm not going to tell you what are my questions because I don't know if I would get the job. So this book will give you an insight on that. What are the best questions to ask? What are not the questions that you should not ask? Even following up with etiquette is discussed thoroughly here. So one takeaway lesson in this book is that you are enough. You don't have to lie to get that job. That's why you have to prepare your answers based on truths. Again, before you sit for an interview, I highly recommend the book of James Reed entitled 101 Job Interviews. You can be awesome in front of your interviewer.